All of my For You page on TikTok is Taylor Swift.
As it fucking should be.
No, I'm not last like three video. Look at, I'm
It's
not
like,
disparaging it. Also, I was already a lot of Taylor Swift because I sent a lot of them to your love.
it is about T minus 2 hours and 35 minutes until Speak Now, Taylor's version, hits. So
Like,
yeah, it's hitting a fever pitch right now.
there was a video like 2 things ago that said my husband just broke up with me over a phone call so I could fully enjoy the album tonight.
Everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now about Taylor Swift. My name is
Why
Oscar.
not?
I'm joined as always by my co-host and best friend.
Shan.
How art thou, Shan?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Chilling?
Chillin'.
I have a sprained ankle.
What did you do?
You know how I've been working out?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would be like not this past Friday, but the Friday before that,
Yeah.
when I finished working out, I had a bit of soreness in my ankle, like I hurt it a little bit.
Okay.
And then you know me and working out have a bad relationship, and like it's hard for me to do it and I hate it and everything. So then on Monday, when it was come time to go back to it, because I usually take my workout thing that I do is a 4 day a week thing. So I usually am off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So
Yep, yep.
on Monday, I was still over the weekend, I tried walking the dogs and I was like, ooh, I'm limping a little bit. Oh, it kind of hurts. Then come Monday, when it was time to go back to working out, I was just like, I'm already 3 weeks in. I'm in a good groove. This is the longest I've been able to do it in a long time. I can't stop now. I can't quit. I don't want to be a quitter. I don't want to be a whiner. So I just kept working out on my hurt ankle for about another
And you
week.
sprained it.
And at the end of the week, I left work to go to physical therapy, and then I went to a barbecue at Kel's work. And by the time I got to the barbecue at the end of the day, I could not fucking walk. I was limping like crazy. I could not walk. And then it's hasn't gotten much better. I am pretty hurt.
Yeah.
I have this weird pillow contraption my mom let me borrow to like keep my leg elevated. And I've just been
Oscar.
fucking miserable since
Ah.
Friday.
I'm gonna start a workout.
Well, if you let me give you some advice. If you hurt
Don't if you
yourself,
stop.
stop.
Yeah, I already know that one because I work at a gym. Kill me. You're killing me. You're killing me.
I just didn't want to stop. I was on such a good
No, but
groove,
I
and
mean,
like,
you could have, yeah, but you could have also just like put a brace on, and that probably would have stopped it from getting sprained as well.
well, I need my good friend who works at a gym to teach me these things.
Yeah.
Crickets, 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 crickets. So I hurt myself.
Apparently,
I'm pretty hurt.
I didn't hurt myself.
My ankle is very swollen, and it feels like it gets better for a little bits, and then like a little bit of time will pass, and I'm like, oh, it's swollen and very painful again. So I'm nursing it, I'm dealing with it, trying to figure out what to do about it. But I need it to get better before I leave to Seattle in like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
So
you do. Yeah, you need to baby it a little bit. Get a brace so when you do have to walk around on it, you can just wear the brace. Remember, like I did with my knee, with my knee brace when I messed up my knee. Maybe just get some KT tape instead and figure out how to tape it. That might be easier. I don't know.
Upset
I'm
in
upset
pain.
for you. You should be nicer to yourself. Be nice to my
I was
friend.
trying to be nice to myself by working out.
Just you gotta
It's all very hard and
I could tell it.
overwhelming. This sucks. I've also like been, I was also like temporarily displaced from my home on the internet over the weekend.
What happened?
Musk happened. Elon fucking Musk happened. So
Oh
my
yeah, your
safe
Twitter.
space, my bastion, my home on the internet since 2009 has been the Twitter.com app. I've abandoned almost all other forms of social media. I don't use them. I have them, but they're just there. The thing I use, the place I live on the internet is Twitter.
Twitter.
And over the fucking weekend, I couldn't access any tweets. It was just saying, I kept getting this message that said, rate limit exceeded, rate limit exceeded. And I was like, what the fuck is that? So I had to find, I couldn't search Twitter to find out what was wrong with Twitter.
No,
So I had
you
to
had to find search
find
somebody
out through
else.
other means. And apparently, Elon Musk decided to implement limits on the amount of tweets that people can see daily to cut down on like data scrubbing or some bullshit excuse he
No,
gave.
that was the bullshit excuse. I think what it was is they didn't pay for some of their servers.
No, that's not. So
Oh.
that was what, yeah, he framed it when it was first started coming out. He's like, oh, it's limiting me to do this. And then he followed up by saying, oh, you know, go out and see your families and touch grass again. This is for the good of everyone. And we're all
No, it's
too.
not.
And then it came out that what actually happened is they pushed an update over the weekend that caused a bug in their code that basically what it caused Twitter to do was to, for every Twitter user in the world, it was constantly causing your homepage to send a request to refresh it
Jeez.
six times per second.
Oh, no,
Times
no,
the
no.
amount of Twitter users in the world. So yeah, their shit was
Crashed it.
fucked. So, but he tried to frame it as limits and all this shit. It's back to normal now. But what this is leading me to now is the alien motherfucking overlord disguised as a human, Mark Zuckerberg, saw the fucking chance to pounce, and he did. And he has now launched Meta Threads, which is Facebook's competitor answer to Twitter, and
Yeah.
it's basically Twitter.
Basically Twitter.
Basically Twitter. I mean, it was apparently a bunch of the devs that Elon Musk came and fired when he first showed up went to Meta and helped develop this. So it's very similar, very functional. And when the
There's
rumblings
a
of this
lot of people
were
I saw
happening.
also like just being like, we're leaving, we're going to this. Like
Yes, a
over the
lot of.
weekend, everybody was like, fuck it, we're leaving, bye.
Yeah,
Like at this point, you screwed us.
I think they've got, let me see. In the past 24 hours since it launched or something, Meta Threads sign ups. So in 24 hours, they swiftly signed up 30 million users in one night, basically. So that's pretty huge. I mean, it helps when it's based off of Instagram, so it kind of carries over all
No.
your stuff there. But
No.
this is actually kind of like the first real competitor to Twitter, because a lot of these copycat apps have been coming up and just crashing instantly. But this one's actually got some infrastructure to back it with Meta and Instagram behind it.
I think yeah, it's got Meta and Instagram behind it. It's got the some of the developers from Twitter that he fired. And it also like really came out at a good time, right? Like not at the same time as this crash, but like pretty like significantly close enough to it that's why a bunch of people were like leaving and found the new thing. What is it called
So,
again?
Threads, just threads,
Threads.
threads. The logo's really bad, but I joined it. I'm on it. My first thread on Threads was, I can't believe Elon Musk has forced me here, because I might have to jump ship at some point if Twitter keeps going downhill like this, or if they keep blocking my shit, or if something goes wrong, you know what I mean? So
Yep.
I'm very upset. In the
A bunch of
Rumble,
the people I follow,
and
like
the
I was
lead,
getting like
yeah,
actual notification tweets about them going, like, all right, I'm
joining,
going here. And I'm like,
yeah.
okay.
In the lead up to this, before it actually dropped, there were rumblings of Elon Musk basically challenging Mark Zuckerberg to a cage match.
Of course there were.
Because
Of course there were.
apparently,
Because why
so
not?
let's see. Twitter CEO Elon Musk and Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg are going to have a cage match, or at least that's what they've been telling the world. The whole thing started in June because of an internal Meta meeting recording that The Verge heard, in which Meta chief product officer Chris Cox said Meta's Twitter competitor Threads would be sanely run in a clear jab at Musk's Twitter rate. When a Twitter user warned Musk about Zuckerberg's jiu-jitsu training, Musk responded that he was up for a cage match if he is. Zuckerberg seemingly accepted in an Instagram post the same day.
Not going, no, not to Twitter to do it. No.
No, not on Twitter. Musk tweeted Vegas Octagon in a reply to The Verge's Alex Heath. In a second tweet, he said, "I have this great move I call the Walrus, where I just lie on top of my opponent and do nothing." And then it started coming out that both of them had started having training sessions with an exercise podcast host named Lex Fridman, as well as like an ex-UFC champion. So supposedly these two are at some point gonna get into a cage match in Vegas.
Jeez Louise, that's because that's where they all go.
It's being like handled by the UFC president Dana White is mediating, apparently. So it's supposedly this big old thing. I then found a follow-up article that says it's not actually happening. That
No,
it's
apparently Elon Musk thinks it's happening, but Zuckerberg is like, no.
that it well no and also Musk's I guess he has a biographist following him around to writing a biography on him, and this guy came out and said that, like, he's not actually serious about it, that he's not physically built for that, and that it's more of like a metaphoric thing with having to do with Twitter and Threads and everything. So I don't think it's actually happening, which is dumb and dumber. So I'm just here.
Apparently, he was the current for favorite to win on sports betting. Zuckerberg was.
Well, yeah, he's actually been spending a lot of his free time learning Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and it
Yeah,
was going to
just
be like a
because
full,
that's what
like,
he wanted to learn. Yeah.
MMA match. So of course he'd fuck. I mean, isn't Zuckerberg like way younger than Musk too?
Think so.
Let's see. Let's.
You look up Zuckerberg age, I'll look up Musk.
Okay, stick me with the alien, sure.
I don't want an alien on my head. Musk is 52.
Yeah, this fucking Zuckerberg is not even 40. He's 39 years old.
He's 39.
So already he's got the advantage because he's way younger, a lot more spry. He's
It's
currently
also
in
like telling me on
jiu-jitsu
here,
training.
just to be clear, it's also telling me on here the age of Jeff Bezos and Grimes. Why was Grimes married to Jeff Bezos? No. Who was Grimes married to? Elon.
Elon Musk, and
Why?
they have a child together.
They are 35.
Yes.
Poor baby.
They
Anyway,
have
moving on.
Elon Musk's child named XI13 or some shit like that.
I wonder what they call their kiddo. Anyway.
I don't know. The point is, it's getting. It was like a Twitter thing, then it turned into a cage match thing, and now it's turning into a legal thing, because as you'll see by the last tweet I included in there, Musk is now being a big baby after the big launch of Threads, saying that he's going to pursue legal action in the courtroom because it's too similar, and that apparently it's not in good faith that he took a lot of their developers and made like a clone, basically. So he's threatening legal action. He tweeted out, "Competition is fine, cheating is not." Oh, I'm Elon Musk.
Do you
Fucking
want to know? Do you want to know
baby.
the absolute irony right now? Twitter has crashed for me to show me this tweet, and I just keep getting it. It won't reload. It won't load me anything. It won't load me any of the replies. Nothing.
Doing great, Musk. Doing great.
Yeah. I can see that it has a whole bunch of retweets and quotes and likes, but I can't see anything that has replied to it. And
Sounds
I even
about
went
right.
to the Culture Craves, Twitter feed, and then it was like, can't load. And I was like, cool, spot on, great, wonderful, wonderful Musk.
So what do you think? For once, I mean, I hate both of them. I hate billionaires. They suck. This is like the battle of the billionaire. But at this point, and I hate this non-human reptilian ass fuck, but I'm on Zuckerberg's side. Fuck
Honestly,
Musk.
you ran this thing into the ground. You never were a good businessman. You just bought other people's ideas that were already fully developed and just made the
Nope.
money off of it. So I guess maybe you were kind of a good businessman, but you bought that with already being kind of a success, and then everybody attributed it to you that you did nothing except for buy it. And like, I just don't care, my dude. Like, fucking eat an egg. Like, and I haven't looked at Threads. Is Threads essentially, does it feel like almost exactly like Twitter?
Yes.
He might have a case then. Like,
But literally any sort of app that's just a message board, just
I agree.
like anything, any social media app with a status update is the same model. It's nothing. Twitter doesn't have ownership over that. They never have. Like, you know, I mean, MySpace was around and did the same type of shit way before that. There was Jenga. Like, it's not something that they own. You know what I mean?
Is
Is
this
it
the
this?
one that says it's a Slack replacement for Makers?
What?
Yeah,
No.
nope, this is it. This is weird.
What? That's not what mine said.
When I searched it on Threads, just like in Google, the threads.com shows up. And the tagline behind it is it says Threads, like the name of the website is Threads, a Slack replacement for designed for makers.
Mine says Threads and Instagram app. Share ideas and trends with text. Maybe we're
Is
looking
it?
at different
No,
things.
this is the, yeah, this is the wrong. I'm looking now at the logo and it's wrong.
Yeah.
But it
Told
looks
you.
almost identical to Twitter, so that's weird. Weird.
What, are you looking at it? Are you on it now?
No, I'm not on it yet. Do I have to get through, do I have to go through
Instagram?
Instagram to find this?
No, it's an app, my guy. So you have to get it on your phone.
Okay.
You have to get it on, download it from your Google Play Store, and then
There it
once
is.
you like
There
open
is
it,
two threads. There is two threads on here.
okay, you want the one that says Threads and Instagram app.
I know. The other one is the Slack for business people, for the makers. I
I
don't
don't
know.
fucking know, man.
It's like purple and it has a whole bunch of little dots.
So you're gonna download that, and then when you open it, it's gonna ask you to like log in with your Instagram or whatever. And then you're good. And then that's
Okay,
it.
I'll
Then
log in
you're
with the, I just
and
need to
then
make
you're
sure I
on
log in with
Threads.
the correct Instagram.
So, Threads, you joining?
Yeah, I'm joining.
You gonna use it? Probably not.
Do I use Twitter that much?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's literally what I'm saying. I think I've seen you tweet like maybe twice throughout our whole friendship, and I used to send you stuff on there.
You did. You did. I still get the stuff you send me on there, and to be fair. Do I not follow you on Instagram?
I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah, sure. I will join the threads. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna
Woo, fuck
find all the
Elon
people. You're like,
Musk.
you follow me now. Oh, look at all the people who joined threads. Cool. Okay, all right, cool. All the people who follow me and then now want me to follow them. Got it. Okay, did it. Did the thing.
Nice. Welcome to Threads. I have not used it much yet. I'm like waiting for Twitter to fully burn and die, I suppose, going down with the ship like a Viking.
It does feel very much
Do
like
Vikings
Twitter.
do that? I don't know if Vikings are the ones that go down with the ship. I think captains, just all
Captains go down
captains.
with the ship. Vikings do have Viking funerals in which they send the
Where they
body off
cast
and
you
they
off
cast it on,
in
they light an
the
arrow
burn.
and
Yeah,
send
yeah,
it
yeah.
off. So I can understand
What if
the overlap you're feeling, but it
what if they
wouldn't say they go down
miss?
with the ship. What?
What if they miss?
That's why it's in the thing of water. If they miss, then it just went in the water and
Yeah,
they just shoot another one. They
what
just
I'm
shoot
saying
another
is
one.
that's so embarrassing.
That's super embarrassing.
Like,
That's why they pick their
it's
best.
supposed to be like
Wait, like, what
an
if their best
honorable,
archer
like,
dies? Like, what if their best
amazing,
archer dies
huh?
and then they have to use the second best guy and he misses?
Yeah, that's
Or,
what I'm
yeah, get
saying.
him.
Like, that fucking sucks to be like the person being Viking funeraled.
I
To
don't
have the
know.
guy miss his flaming arrow shot at your carcass, and then you're not on fire.
Every so often I realize that I can see your foot in the foreground just
Hello.
wiggling.
I'm sorry, I'm hurt.
It's the I think it's the fact that you get excited and passionate about it and your foot just wiggles. It's not that I can see your foot, it's that you get so excited that your foot does a little dance on the side, and that's how passionate I know you are, is because your foot is doing a dance.
How passionate are you about stuffed animals?
Okay, so I found this article today and I was like, well, we have to talk about this because I literally last weekend of Ren Faire had to go to Target for something and I ended up leaving with the thing I went to Target for and a stuffed animal.
What kind of a stuff then?
It's too far for me to get right now. My room is still a mess, so I like getting in and out of my closet this last month has been absolute hell. I've literally had to throw things out of my closet. So we're not gonna get it. I'm not gonna have him on screen, but he is a dragon. He's a dragon that is like FAQ Schwartz branded.
FAO shorts.
Sure. Branded, and he, when his battery pack is on, he makes a magic noise and then he roars really loud.
That's cool. What color is
He's
he? What color
like
dragon?
teal.
Oh, sick.
He's like, and he's really soft and cuddly and fluffy, and I love him so much.
Did you name him?
No. I'm waiting for him to tell me his name.
Ah, I see. So, would you say you are one of the people mentioned in this article you linked?
Yeah. Yeah,
You're a
I would.
lonely adult that's driving a boom in stuffed animal sales?
They're so cuddly.
Stuffed animals aren't just for kids anymore. Adults are clamoring for squishy friends and weighted plushies. The trend took off during the pandemic, and for many young adults, the trend has persisted. But it's not just about cute, soft decor. For some people, stuffed animals help alleviate anxiety and loneliness.
Yep, maybe.
So, what do you think, Shan? You think you're filling some sort of a void here? You think you just like cute animals?
I think, okay, so I didn't have stuffed animals. When you were little, did you have stuffed animals? Like, these were my stuffies kind of thing? Like,
I'm
this is my stuffed animal?
only one, and it's very ironic. My mom still has
Was a
him.
spider?
No, it's a
Oh.
fucking clown. It's a little clown that was literally gifted to me on the day of my birth.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's a little clown homie, and I'm not scared of him. He's actually pretty cute. He's cool. I'm chill with him.
And
And
I had a lot of stuffed animals growing up, but I didn't have like a lovey. Does that terminology ring familiar for you?
no.
Like the stuff loveys are usually like the stuffed animal that a little kid will drag with them everywhere.
Oh, okay.
So like your clown, if you dragged him everywhere. Yeah, he would have been like, some parents will refer to it as their lovey because it's just easier for the parents. And I had a ton of stuffed animals, but I didn't have like, this is my stuffed animal. And then I grew up and then I worked at Build-A-Bear.
I also had a Build-A-Bear in high school. I had a monkey with
I had a cat.
and he had he I got him pants with like a wallet chain. And he was very tough looking.
I had a cat that I named Cheyenne because at the time I watched a lot of the TV show.
Love what?
The Reba TV show?
Oh, Reba. Okay. You cut
Yeah,
out for a
Reba.
second. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. And the oldest daughter's name was Cheyenne, and I love the show, so I named the cat Cheyenne. And that was like junior high going into high school, and then when I like got into college age, I worked at a Build-A-Bear and worked there for 10 plus years. And I collected a lot of bears over those years. I do not have them all still, but I have a lot of them. And just like, I like stuffed animals. I like cute, fluffy things. I have a lot of dragon ones right now, let me tell you though. Like a ton of dragon
Into
stuffed animals.
dragons right now.
Yeah. I was like pretty much been always. They're like dinosaurs with wings. Like, what was I gonna do?
I speaking of like this whole lovey thing, I have a cousin who I know had one. It was he was a blue a pretty large blue stuffed dog that kind of looked like a ripoff blue from Blue's Clues.
Love it.
And he was one for her. Okay, so I have obviously I'm Mexican, I'm Latino, so I have a giant family on either side.
Yeah.
And during the summer, cousins from both sides of my family would come, my mom and my dad's side, and they would all hang out and commingle. So
Yeah.
one time we all went to, yeah, all comes full circle with Shan, Knott's Berry Farm. And one of my cousins from my dad's
Yeah.
side won this blue dog for my cousin from my mom's side. And this was when we were like 14. Like, so she's already pretty old. And she had this thing until it fell apart, like in her late 20s. And his name was Sparky Pilastri,
Love that.
named after the cheer instructor from Bring It On that teaches them the sick ass new dance
Yes, that was in fact his name, wasn't
moves.
that? These are not spirit fingers. These
These
are
are spirit
spirit
fingers.
fingers. Oh
Yep.
my God. Okay, I'm gonna tell you something that you telling me that all of your family came into town reminded me of, and then we're gonna have a brief discussion about this. Did you see any of the ads? They've been pulled and they're scrapping the whole thing, but did you see any of the ad for the Disney
Oh
Channel
yeah,
original
the
show Primos?
stupid. Oh yeah, Primos. Yeah,
Oh my God, the amount of
so
trouble Disney
fucking
got in for
bad.
that.
Well,
Especially because
dude,
they, yeah,
the
no.
creators were just like horrible about it online. They're just like talking so much shit and like not accepting any backlash or like
None.
attacking people for valid criticism and shit like
For
that. It
valid
was
criticism. And
very fucked
it's
up.
also like coming off of, because I watched The Owl House. I
That
watched The
whole
Owl
shit
House with, yeah.
triggered the fuck out of me, by the way.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh my
Oh, I
God.
believe it. Like, I was just like, oh dear. Because, like, but the case came from, like, their last, like, major Latina representation was Owl House. The main character was Puerto Rican. And her mom, like, her single mom, who was, like, a vet. And, like, dad didn't leave the thing. Like, dad just happened to die because he had, like, cancer or something. They didn't elaborate because they didn't have time in the show. And, like, good representation. Like, good, like, yes, she had these traditions and these family things that she had because she was Puerto Rican, but she wasn't. Maybe they weren't. No, wait. They might have been Dominican, but
I don't know. I never
I
saw
don't know. But like good representation, and then they went Primos, and it was like, holy, what is happening?
No, dude, it was bad. Like
It was so
the
bad.
because I saw the whole like theme song or whatever preview they did before it got pulled. It was like front and center of my fucking Twitter feed that day, and I saw it before it was pulled.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I was fucking and
Not
I'm not, you
good.
know me, I'm not easily offended. I'm not like very
No,
PC or
but
politically correct.
that was
Like
like all people,
I'll
all.
joke around about Mexicans all fucking day, whatever. But bro, as someone who
Yeah,
like
so
comes
bad.
from one of those like, you know, like it's gotten to the point where my family is like taking advantage of my mom and like that type of shit where they won't move out and stuff like that. Like it was really fucking triggering. And I was just like, oh wow, I do not like this.
No, yeah, I was like, I can't think of a single person who liked it. It was like, yes, that's all Hispanic families of some form is the cousins all show up and they're all crazy. Yeah, that's all of them, and it's like,
Not
ooh, y'all did
cool.
not good, dudes.
And then like just the naming convention of the show was in incorrect grammar in Spanish. And that's what the person, the creator was. Oh, I just think it's super rude that everyone's coming at us for like for the title when it just adds to the diaspora of Latino people who aren't in touch with their culture. And that's why we don't know. And that's why we don't speak it, because people like you from our supposed home country are attacking. Like, look into it. Do
It's
research.
really not that
Fucking
hard.
get it
We
clear. You
it's
have a
2023.
you work for Disney. You have teams of people that can clear shit for you. What the fuck are you talking about?
Or you could call your family.
Fucking idiots, bro.
Anyway. Yes, I am one of these adults that has too many stuffed animals, and it is because I am lonely. I like them and I cuddle them and it makes me feel better.
Kel recently got she was
She get a
gifted
weighted one.
a weighted one, yeah,
Is it good?
a weighted little lizard friend. And
Oh, is it good?
it's working out for her because she tried weighted blankets and it was too much for her and Sirius. Like they both didn't like the feeling of it.
Oh,
And
see, my dogs love it.
Sirius is a big going under blankets guy, and Sirius was would did not like the weighted one. So she had to
Yeah.
get rid of that. But so this guy's just more like she just plops it on herself and she likes it. I think she's digging
Good.
it.
Yeah.
Do you have weighted ones?
I have a weighted blanket. I don't have any weighted stuffed animals. I need to
Mm.
get one. But the weighted blankets, actually, it did really good for me. The problem is it's too hot during the summer. One. Two, it actually can really fuck up your back. Because if you like lay any like different direction, like it just pushed too much stressor on your spine and it like knocks you out of alignment.
Oh, that's
So like
fucked
my
up.
back has been hurting a lot. So I want to get a plushie to see that. And it's like I got a cooling blanket for the summer because I like last summer almost died. But I will say, like, my dogs love the blanket.
That's crazy.
They really, really love it. Like, if I have to leave them alone in the bed, I will just push the weighted blanket over onto them, and they're like, love that. Because then they feel like there's a person still there.
That's cool. Yeah, Draco hates just regular blankets, and I guess Sirius didn't really wasn't a fan of it either.
I don't blame
But
him.
I have stuffed animals around still. I have plenty. I have a stuffed Piplup from Build-A-Bear right there from Pokemon. I have there's a Pikachu up there. If you look over here, there's a Sorcerer Mickey.
I
So
see him.
there's a Simba somewhere, which is Simba from The Lion King. He's my boy.
Yeah.
So I every now and then, I keep a stuffy or two around, but nothing too crazy, you know.
Yeah, I like later in this article, it actually goes though. So the stuffed animal craze is tied to a larger toy trend among adults, or as the industry has labeled this group, kidults.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. So they're
Cool.
buying up all kinds of toys from
Feel
Legos to
fucking, that makes
American
me feel
dolls.
fucking fantastic about myself. Thank
Yeah,
you.
great. Thanks for that name. I don't already have imposter syndrome when it comes to being
Yeah,
an
that's
adult.
fucking awesome. Thank
A-okay. In order
you.
to reconnect with their inner child. It's like,
Now I
no, it's not
feel
called connecting, it's called healing.
too seen and discriminated against and like attacked,
Yeah,
actually.
because it's
Fuck
not just
you.
stuffed animals. So the toys can also add a bit of playfulness to one's home decor. Like it's just like thanks for that, sir.
Yeah,
Like
I'm wrecked now. That's where we're gonna leave it this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being kidults
oh
with
my
us.
God, don't read the rest of this article.
The,
Kidults. Kidults.
nope, 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 nope. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Nightfly Foss, Nightfly OSC. If you want to find Shan on the internet.
You can find me just absolutely dying about the term kidults and the rest of this article just giving me a complex on my link tree under Adventure Lady.
Make sure you share the show with a friend. It's the best way that we grow. And until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been an hour chat.
You can still take antlers on a plane.
Not if you're a kidult.